Have I not? Haven't I not said ye shall go to America, and America you shall arrive? The lights come on, and Fred looked around to see who it was that prophesied. It was his 3-year-old son. Come into the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, established a church. Then years later, John took the church, began to pastor. But what I wanted to show you was, when the rain fell, it spread to Detroit, and from Detroit to St. Louis, and to Oklahoma City, and then on into Oregon, where Dr. Thinks of his name.
Dr. White,
and then Dr. White moved down to Los Angeles. And so now this latter rain has formed a hub. And Lester Sumrall, the last message he preached before he crossed over, and I thought it was so tremendous. And in that message, he said, if the denominations had not thumbs down on latter rain, we'd have a different world to live in.
That's true.
Now think of that. Yes. And you and I are the most privileged people and highly favored of God to be able to sit here and hear the word of the Lord being expounded. Not in a traditional form and not trying to be funny, but a spiritual application to the Word of God.
Amen.
And this is what I want to show you this morning because, oh, hallelujah. The only time that I know of, there might be more and I'm not saying they're not, but this is the only time that the spiritual outpouring preceded
the natural.
And it's been doing that ever since rain fell.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so in verse 1, chapter 35, the wilderness.
The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them.
Now, how many... Have you had experience about Israel before 48? It was a wilderness. And Israel became a nation in May 48. And so they gathered up the stones. And that's another prophetic message. And made walls and began to cultivate the land. And it's not just any kind. They set orange trees, fruit trees out, and they went back into Solomon's writings and found out which tree to plant where and what tree would grow in a particular place. Yeah. They have oranges that is so red meat and sweet as sugar. The only place in the world that they grow that kind of an orange. Hallelujah. Showing you and I that when we find this path and allow God to bring us into this path, that no fowl has ever saw and a buzzard cannot find it, they don't have to see their prey. Well, glory. Because there's never been anything dead on this path, on this highway. Praise God. Now all of the Word of God links up to one absolutely perfect message.
Amen.
And you and I are so privileged that God has included us,
amen,
called our name before the foundation of the world, and chose us to be in this hour, in this dispensation, where we are seeing the consummation of all things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I believe we are going to be here to see the outcome,
yes,
and a manifestation,
yes,
of the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Ron said the other service, one since we've been here, he said the chief of fathers. Now, that chief of fathers is referring to kingdom sons that will train other sons, oh glory, to follow the pattern to this perfect day. Ecclesiastes said, the saints shall shine more and more until a perfect day. That perfect day, hallelujah, is when you find this highway.
Amen.
Glory.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Lord.
But the wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them, because instead of being rubbish, and there again, you go back to Nehemiah, and he took a midnight ride and viewed the land out, and he said, there's much rubbish. And that much rubbish is this traditional junk we have to put up with to keep that perfect salvation, which is the wall, and the gate, which is praise, from coming into existence. Now, the church world has gone extreme on praise. Well, I believe in praise only to produce worship. And our attitude in praise has hindered real worship. Oh my God. When the rain first fell, you would park your car in the parking lot, and the praise would be going on, and I've literally ran to get into the church, and we would stand for hours with hands up, praise turned into real worship. I'm talking about worship.
Yes.
And sometimes the heavenly choir could be heard.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Wow.
When the heavenly choir began to sing, you could distinguish. And don't think that I'm off of my rocker, but you could distinguish different voices.
Right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember old pioneers that I was personally acquainted with, and I remember them singing, and one of the songs that I heard the heavenly voice sing, I've been wading through deep water trying to get home. Hallelujah. You have pardoned me. Saints, get out of all this junk.
Amen. The rubbish.
And the rubbish that's hindering you from coming in,
amen,
to this salvation. Oh, glory to God. Don't be carried away emotionally. and miss out on what God's doing. If you do, God is going to turn you into the wilderness to see what's really in your heart. And then we that are moving into this will have to put death under our feet for you. Oh, Isaiah tells you about it. You see, traditional, you're looking for a millennium. And when you come into this, you're not looking, you're living in it.
Amen.
Yes.
It's not futuristic.
Amen.
It's right now.
Right now.
But you tell the pastor that in traditional churches. Or in charismatic churches. Well. You want me to quit? If I'm worrying you, I'll just unplug and stop. But hey, you want me to go on? Huh? So you must understand that this that's happening here is taking place in 1948. Glory to God. And now God, we'll show you as we move on down into this chapter. But the wilderness and the solitary places will be glad. Now why? Israel was scattered all over the world. And then there was a created desire to get back to the land. Land in the Old Testament is spirit in the New.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now I could go back to Joshua and bring it up to date, but I don't have time. It takes time to get in the Word of God. Ezra read the Word of God for 6 hours. On a pulpit made of wood, lifted up. And he stood there and read that word. Oh, glory to God. And Ezra was commissioned to build the temple. The temple is you and I. You'll never be complete without the word.
Amen.
Okay, read some more of that with me, Bob.
And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
Now the desert. Don't you remember when he said, oh glory, I'm going to make the desert a garden?
Right.
How many of you remember
right.
Isaiah says that?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. The desert where there's nothing living.
No.
When rain fell, the desert began to be fruitful. All right, read on.
It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it.
Now, what in the world does he mean, the joy of Lebanon?
Yes.
Don't you remember that it was in Mount Lebanon that they sent workers to cut trees down, to hew them out? Cedars from Lebanon. And when they cut them down, you got to hear this as a spiritual ear now. Because if you don't hear it, you're going to miss it. Hear me with the Spirit. The importance of having fellowship in assembly. Now, how are they going to get these trees from Lebanon down to Jerusalem to build the temple? And God's already said you're not going to hear the sound of a hammer.
Right.
Or the sound of a saw. Hallelujah. You're going, and here's something the church world has missed all these years. You don't come to church to get saved.
No. No.
You don't have a revival just to get people saved.
Amen.
Everybody is going to be prepared outside the church.
Right. Amen.
And then they come into the church.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
It's dangerous.
There's not many places would even let you preach this way.
Right.
But they, on the top of Mount Lebanon, they hewed these trees down. They hewed them out. Well, the Bible says you go out into the field and prepare the timbers. Jesus said the field is the world. You go out into the world. See. And how many of you understand that a tree, as long as it's standing on its own roots, cannot be used?
Right.
It has to be cut off, and when you cut it off, you cut it off the life from the old roots. You knew all this, but you probably wouldn't put it together. So God cannot use you till He cuts the old roots off.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then when He does that, He can start trimming on you.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any feelings.
Amen.
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 Nothing
to get hurt.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I've told God a lot of times, you're going to trim on me, tie me down. Because I'm apt to get up and run. Huh? Why do you think David said, tie me to the horns of the altar?
Wow.
Hallelujah. God's fixing to do some operating on you. Oh, and you can't let stand still long enough. You've got to shout and dance and hoop and holler. God had to put you to sleep by knocking you out. Now, hey, don't misunderstand me. I'm not against shouting, and I'm not against singing, and I'm not against worshiping.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm saying the tradition has put things on us to hinder us from coming in to a real, honest, and pure worship of God.
Amen.
Amen.
If the glory of God comes into this room, you ain't going to be dancing. You'll be on your face. The awesome presence of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when God fills this earth with His glory, He's not looking for somebody just to be hooping and hollering. No, sir. The awesomeness of God will fill your heart, and you will be so obedient. Glory to God. You'll be a voice of God in the world. And in the praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen.
My Father. Glory to God. See, I've experienced these things.
Hallelujah.
I knew Brother Oral Roberts and Evelyn before they ever moved in to Oklahoma, and that's where he went to the university there. God laid a healing ministry on him. He went to the bank, borrowed money, and bought a big tent. I pastored a church in Toccoa, Georgia with him. Listen, of course, if I meet him today, he wouldn't know me. Because I'm down in the totem pole. Oh, yes. I know, you know, and I know, but still that's the way they treat you. Success blinds people's eyes.
That's right. They forget where they came from.
I told about an individual the other day, I knew you when you was poor. And a lot of these ministers, I help start them out. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just telling you, God is bringing us to that path.
Amen.
Now, and God's dealings is so... The wheels of God's justice roll slow. But God will always be on time.
Amen.
You can rest assured.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise His name.
Right.
And the glory that God's bringing us into. You ought to be glad that you are here in these teachings.
Amen.
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 We are.
Hallelujah.
Because you will rejoice in days to come. You're going to see what I'm telling you.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to what he says.
The excellency of Carmel and Sharon.
Now, you've got to understand Bible terms. The glory of Lebanon shall come again. I don't want to lose this thought. How in the world did they get these timbers from Lebanon down to Jerusalem? They built themselves a chute with water, and they would cut these trees and hew these trees and send them down there. A mountain till they hit the water. When they got down there on the water, they took a rope. I love to call it the cords of love.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tied one log to the other. Do you feel tied to one another? Hallelujah. You see?
That's right.
Let me show you something. You could become in a log jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many of you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, what's the effect of a log jam? These metal churches just got thousands of members,
yeah,
and the pastor don't even know their names. My God. But I want to know one another.
Amen.
I want to feel tied to you.
Amen.
I don't want to be separated from you. Now you can separate yourself. You see, here's been my philosophy. All my ministry is, you cut me out, I'll draw a bigger circle and take you in.
Amen.
I'm not going to allow you to cut me out of your life.
Come on. Lord.
You can disfellowship me, but I'm going to draw a bigger circle and take you in. Well, glory. Because we are headed for one goal.
Yes.
And that one goal is to become the temple that God can dwell in. Hallelujah. So they would tie these logs together, and together they would float them on down, amen, to Jerusalem. Then they would untie them as long as they stayed in a group and haul them load by load to the temple site. Oh, praise God. And Jude talks about it being preserved. He didn't say pickled. Oh, God. I said, Jude said, they are preserved. And you sure don't use vinegar to preserve. You can. You can be pickled and preserved. But we're talking about God's people, and He puts a lot of sugar to make us sweet and desirable. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I could go a whole lot of different ways with this. Yeah. Well, the only way you can get a log jam broke up, I'll use scripture terms, and you have to have dunamis. Dunamis is the word in the 8th verse of Acts 1. And ye shall receive power after that Holy Ghost come upon you. Amen. That word power is dunamis. And that's where you get the word dynamite. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it breaks up the log jam. Amen. And then when it's broke up, you can take them individually and put them on a vehicle and get them to the place they belong.
Amen.
And we call that divine placement. Oh my God. And that's what we're working toward, is for divine placement. And when you have that divine placement, there's no question. Oh, glory to God. I remember one time we were in a service and a young man received prophecy that he was evangelist. He come to me afterwards and said, "That ain't what I want to be." Well, I said, "Brother, that's what God said." "Well, I wanted to be a prophet." I said, "All right. Make yourself available in the place that God puts you.
Amen.
And when you are available there, God will promote you."
Amen.
But He's not going to promote you until you fulfill the place that He set you. "Well, I don't believe we've got time," he said. I said, "Time will never run out. The Bible says in Proverbs, the righteous shall never be taken out of the world. But the wicked will. And if you want to be wicked by disobedience, then you'll be taken out. But if you want to be obedient, God will keep you here as long as He can use you. Now, if you want to really cut your life short,
true,
cut your obedience for God out, yeah, and God can't use you,
true,
He'll take you.
Oh,
Father, right. Oh, hallelujah. But anybody that's always got room for God to use, God never sends nothing to hell that He can use.
Amen.
When Kor and his group fell into the earth, the earth opened his mouth and swallowed them, their censers fell on the side and didn't go down. Why? God could use them.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You want to cut your life short? Quit allowing the Lord to use you. And that usually starts with you laying out of church.
True.
True. My God. And then when you lay out of church, the next thing happens, you quit giving to God.
That's right.
Well, I mean, okay.
Oh, good.
But how many of you know that's the way it works? Hallelujah. It works in the natural that way.
Yes.
That works between a man and his wife.
Right.
You can get adjusted to one another and become so familiar with one another that you cease to tell them you love them. And then you're growing farther and farther apart and don't even realize it until it becomes so late in your life that you begin to distance yourself from one another.
That's true.
Oh, neighbor, don't let the devil hinder you. You should always tell your wife you love them. And don't allow her to say, I love you too. I get me a pen and stick in them. Oh, you understand? How many of you understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to allow my love to die because they don't feel like it.
Man.
I learned that when I was a boy. Mom would take us to church, make us a pallet under the bench, and the saints would get to shouting. I had a hat pin, and they're dancing all over the world. And if they slew up, I punch them. And one holler makes everybody holler. See, I know how this thing works. I've run revivals when I had side pleurisy. And sometimes the pain would be so severe, he'd knock me on my knees. And all the saints would go to shout. They thought the Holy Ghost had done that. You see, that's how little discernment they have. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, how many of you saw things happen like that? There's a chain reaction in a service. Right. Well. Now, I know I don't like that. Well, I'm sorry. It just goes with it.
Everybody get a hat pin.
Really? I wish every one of you bring a hat pin.
Amen. and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon.
Now, I've got to break this down. The glory of Lebanon is where God gets the trees to build the temple. And in spiritual speaking, it's where God gives us the equipment to make the temple complete. Now, I'd have to go through what all you've heard taught here in this meeting. You are a body, and a body has what? Many members. And then he goes on to say, and every member is a member in particular.
Right. Amen. Think about that.
Now, every one of you don't have the same office, but every one of you have a ministry.
Yeah, right.
And you need to learn to stay in your place.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah. Don't say because you are I'm not part of the body because I don't hear. These things you develop.
Yes.
And you develop them by practicing.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. The fourth chapter of Hebrews, and I believe verse 16, the latter part of that chapter, he says, having your senses exercised.
Yes.
And how many of you know what exercise does?
Yes. Develop.
He'll develop you and the muscles, and you'll never get them developed unless you exercise. And you'll never develop a ministry until you move into it and exercise it.
Praise the Lord.
So if you want to move into a ministry, suppose you want to move in to a prophet's ministry. Now, there's difference in ministries. There's fivefold ministry that is gifts of Christ. Christ done this. Then there are, and well, the Bible lists nine, and that's about all people ever hear of. But there's far more than nine manifestations of the Spirit. You move in to these. And the best way to do it, I'll use a prophet just for an example. If you want to develop a ministry of a prophet, then get into those prophet books and live in them. Eat and drink in them. Glory to God. Rehearse yourself in these different ministries. And the first thing you know, it'll pop out of you.
Yes.
You'll begin to operate in them. Oh, hallelujah. And you'll go to operating in them in your local assembly. And whenever you do, God will begin to multiply, and you can become a traveling prophet. And usually this starts out with just a local deal, but eventually you could come as Jeremiah and be a prophet to the nations. That's the reason God said, despise not the day of small things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're not where you are going to be.
No. Amen.
But you are if you stop.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, the glory of Lebanon is to bring you into the proper place you should be to build a temple. The excellency of Carmel. What happened at Carmel? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, man. That's where Brother Elijah prayed the crowd down.
Amen.
And outrun Ahab and his Arabian horses. Glory.
That's right.
This is true. And he was receiving the excellency of Karma. And then he said of Sharon, the rose of Sharon. As you get through these first two, he begins to sweeten the aroma up.
Amen.
And make you desirable. You've got to learn. I had to learn. See, nobody wanted me to preach for them when I first started. But I wouldn't let that hinder me. My God.
No.
I get out on the street and preach to moving congregations.
Yes.
I'd buy a bus ticket from Rutherfordton to Charlotte and preach to everybody on the bus. I'm not going to sit down and wait on God to do something.
Amen.
And if you do, you're missing the Lord. Get in the mall.
Yeah.
Sit down on a bench.
Yeah.
Start talking about the Lord to whoever there is with you.
Amen.
And watch the Spirit of God begin to quicken you, and you begin to see needs in people that's passing by.
Amen.
Get up. Walk on beside of them a little bit. Then reach over, put your arm around the neck and say, you know God's healing you. And I remember one time in the mall at home, I said, I saw this man coming down. The Lord said, minister to him. He was hurt in a car accident. He hadn't been able to work in 15 years. I want you to go minister to him. I walked up beside of him, walking down the mall with him. And then I just spoke to him, put my arm around him. I said, you know, God's healing you of your back problem. Who told you that? I said, well, the Lord told me. I said, you haven't been able to work, but from this day forward, you're going to be able to do whatever you want to do. Who are you? I said, that don't matter. What matters is I'm the voice of the Lord to you today.
Amen.
And then I left him. Went back and sat down. And sat there waiting, hoping the Lord would show me somebody else.
Amen.
And he did.
That's right.
He did. There's a family coming out of the dentist or eye doctor thing there, and the man was just raising Cain, fussing at his wife, spent too much money, and he's just fussing. I bypassed him, went to that woman, and I said, lady, be of good comfort, the Lord loves you. And I gave her $100 bill. Who are you? It ain't no manner. Then I went and sat back down. Boy, you can do strange things.
If you're willing to be.
And we went into this toy store. And one of the kids was having a tantrum. You know what a tantrum is? Fall down kicking and screaming because mama wasn't buying what they wanted. In this case, it was a mechanic teddy bear that would move, you know. And they went on back in the back, and I went over there to the fella at the cash register. I said, how much is this teddy bear? He told me, I said, I'm going to buy it you give it to that little girl that was pitching a fit here. Well, who am I going to tell them? Give it to her. I said, just tell them the Lord provided it. I went and sat back down. How many of you know that's ministry?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Oh, but it cost me something. Oh, hallelujah. The smile on that child's face was worth twice as much as that little toy cost. Glory to God. Learn to bless and not to curse. The ecstasy of karma. Oh, glory. The glory of Lebanon. Get all three of these experiences in your life. All right, read some more.
They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God.
How are they going to do it? When you begin to practice it.
Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm.
Now here is where